Oh yeah, you already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast.
Nice. Ooh,
Kyle, we are officially done with college football.
We are, bro. We are. You know, I should have came in with my head all down and whatnot, you know, and just embarrassed to talk, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Great season for college football. You know, they had some new things working. Obviously, with the 12-team playoff, I think that went very well. I think everybody loved it, you know, just giving us more football to enjoy, more meaningful football to enjoy. You know, Ohio State gets it done. You know, shout out to them. They were definitely, definitely well deserving of it. They were the best team in the nation, essentially. So, you know, I'll let you break that game down. But, you know, it went how I think we expected it to go. Maybe not how I hoped it to go, but how we expected it to go.
Yeah. Just to break it down real quick before I get into my whole thing. So Ohio State beats Notre Dame 34-24. Will Howard, he went 17-21 with 231 yards, two touchdowns, 16 carries at 57 yards. Quinshon Judkins, 11 carries, 100 touchdowns, two touchdowns on the ground and a touchdown through the air. Jeremiah Smith, five receptions, 88 yards and a touchdown. Riley Leonard, he's just one of those guys, man. He 22-31, 255 yards, two touchdowns through the air, 40 yards rushing and a touchdown on the ground. Jaden Greathouse, if you don't know his name, he made sure that you knew his name by the end of that game. He had six receptions, 128 yards and two touchdowns. Notre Dame came in pretty strong. That first drive was everything.
Yes, it was.
They took, you know, more than 10 minutes, around 10 minutes off the clock, marching down the field. And scoring a touchdown. But my biggest worry for them that I could see in Riley Leonard's eyes was them being fatigued just after that one, drive, because they kept running Riley Leonard the whole time and it was working. But Riley Leonard is your quarterback and he's going to continue to get hit and get hit and get hit. And then by the end of that drive, he just looked gassed. And then Ohio State comes back, they score. And then after that, get a three and out, score again, get another three and out, score again. So by the halftime, it's 21-7. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, in the middle of the third quarter, it's 31-7. And the game at this point is out of hand. And then Notre Dame gets a much needed touchdown. Greathouse makes a good couple of moves. He breaks a couple tackles, gets in the end zone. And then after that, Notre Dame starts to get back rolling. And now they're down 31-15. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame is able to force a turnover. And then I think it's when they force a turnover on this drive. They come down, they actually end up getting stopped and get hit with a fourth down. I think they're inside the 10. And instead of going for it, and I was saying go for it, that they should have gone for it. I was hoping that they went for it. And then it's just one of those, you know, decisions that you just make, you know, just in a split second where Coach Freeman says go out, kick the field goal. They try to kick the field goal. They end up missing it off the left upright. And then after that, and then they end up getting lucky because Will Howard missed Smith on the third down, in the flat. And then if Smith ends up getting that first down in the flat, then the game is over at that point. But they don't. They end up kicking the ball back. And then after that, Notre Dame comes back down and puts the game back into reach. And then now Notre Dame is only down 31-23. But then after two quarterback runs, Ohio State's in the third and long. Will Howard just throws a beautiful bomb up to Jeremiah Smith and gets them down inside the 10. And then after that, that was a ball game after that. But that was I was just happy to see that Notre Dame did fight back. I expected them to fight back, you know, knowing how a Marcus Freeman coach team is now. It's funny, people looked at me crazy when I said Ohio State was going to win, and I think it's mainly because it was three things for me. People, you're either a Notre Dame fan, you hate Ohio State, or you just want to see Marcus Freeman win because he's the first black coach. He's the first black head coach, to coach a national championship game, in which I'm not mad at any one of those, but most of those people that picked Notre Dame, I feel like all of them picked with their hearts. I picked with my mind. I knew, you know what I mean? Like I said, Ohio State was just clicking, and they showed basically throughout the whole game that they were clicking. You know, they didn't skip a beat literally this whole postseason. So congratulations to both teams. Ohio State definitely deserves it. Ryan Day definitely deserves it. You know, after the turmoil that they had at the end of the regular season with the loss to Michigan, they came in like They came in like how we expected them to come in from the preseason, and that was the best team in the country. Notre Dame showed a lot of fight, showed a lot of heart. It's nothing but up from here for Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to be great. I think that Freeman is definitely gonna he's definitely gonna reach here again. And sometimes you have to knock on a door. You have to knock on a door a couple of times before you're able to break through. Something that
Yeah.
Ryan Day has had to deal with, for these last few years coming in for Ohio State. So, like you said, great season. Loved everything about it. 12-team playoff was fun. I hope for a couple of tweaks here and there, depending on, like what the seating probably will look like. Maybe it'll look a little different. Maybe not. Who knows? Also, another thing, the game didn't get as much hype, and you could tell because the numbers were down from last year. Last year, I think there was like 24, 25 mil that watched the Washington Michigan game. This year was only 22 mil. But I think that's only because the fact that you have a championship game on the same weekend as the divisional rounds
The
and the
divisional
NFL
round.
playoffs. You know what I mean? So it's hard to compete. No matter what sport you are, it's hard to compete with the NFL because the NFL is just everything. You know what I mean?
NFL's king, yeah.
Yeah. So they're a cash cow. So that's the main reason why I think that they should figure out a way to kind of move it up a little bit. Maybe even, I don't know, play a sport that's traditionally played on Saturday. Maybe you should play the championship game on a Saturday
On a
as well,
Saturday, yeah.
which is it's always been stupid to me that they played on a Monday, but I don't have a say in any of that, so I let that up to them. But yeah, man, just happy to see a good season, happy to see a great championship game, and that's all I ever want to see at the end of the day.
And most definitely it was a great game because, you would think at the half, probably a bunch of people at the halftime just turned off the game. If you think about it, 31-7 Ohio State, this is what, like you said, people who pick with their minds and not their hearts expected to see. And Ohio State did that. They did their thing and they did what they were supposed to do. And that was the most important thing, I think, coming in to this type of game was the fact that you just have to do what you have been known to do. You have to do what you're expected to do. Will Howard did that. Jeremiah Smith did that. And there was no beating them. Jeremiah Smith is the best wide receiver in the country right now. And Will Howard is probably up there, top five, top three quarterback right now. Definitely, I think that Notre Dame needs to tweak their offensive playbook a little bit. Whoever that OC is, I don't know because it's a lot of QB design runs. I know he only had 40 yards. He did use his arm a little bit more, but that's because they were down in a hole. They had no other choice.
And
They had to use his arm. They had to use Riley Leonard's arm. That's the only reason why he got 255 yards. 250, 255, whatever the hell it was. That's the only reason why. Because when you play from a deficit, you're gonna let the ball, you're gonna air the ball out more. And that's all that was. So, those numbers will look inflated because it was, I ain't gonna say garbage time from halftime, but it felt like that, It felt
It
like
was they were
that.
playing catch up.
Exactly. And then as an Ohio State team, that defense, they're just letting things rock because they got a 24-point lead at this point. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is for Notre Dame. Like you said, I'm very happy that they fought back. They almost like they almost
They almost
gave
completed it. Yeah,
they
they almost
almost like
completed
that would have been even more of a story than
it.
Ohio State winning now. But like I said, they almost did it. I really thought they were gonna do it. I was like, watch, it's gonna happen. Like it's gonna happen. Ohio State's just gonna fall. But nah. Shout out to Ryan Day. He definitely needed that, like you said, because of the turmoil and the question marks that were surrounding him. Shout out Will Howard. I'm very happy for Will Howard. Getting his chip. I'm happy Jeremiah Smith got his chip so young. Hungry. And it's only up from here for Ohio State, but it's also only up from here for Notre Dame. Like you said, Marcus Freeman led coach, led team, excuse me, that they will be back here again, and I expect them to win within the next couple of years, most definitely. You get a quarterback with a good arm that you can rely on, and a good dual threat, I would say, because I do think that Notre Dame would like to still keep that dual threat possibility alive, just because of like who they are and who they're going up against. But if you have an even better dual threat than Riley Leonard at this point, I like they will be fine. And that cat will come, that somebody will come that will put them, that quarterback position on a map for them. Not that Riley Leonard didn't, but I just mean more of than what it was now,
He was making a lot more throws that I thought that than I've ever seen him do. A good amount of throws that I was like, I didn't know you had that in your bag,
Yes, yes, yes.
but it's because he never had a chance to really show that. what I mean? Like, and that was like one of the things that I alluded to when I was making my pick. It was just the fact that, I'd never seen his full bag. Like with Will
Full
Howard,
potential, yeah.
we see it because he has a Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Egbuka, and a Carnell Tate, and then along with the two monster running backs who could also pass catch out of the backfield. So it was, it was things that were limiting Riley Leonard, but it was good just to see, that offense be able to flourish the way that it did. Now, if they were to able to do that, I'm pretty sure if they were to do a little more of that in the first half, then the game's probably closer, then we're probably talking about something different. But like I said, but by the time it was 31-7, I even almost turned off my phone, because I was watching on my phone while I was at work. I just turned it off too, because it was like, if you guys aren't gonna fight back, then what's the point, but yeah, all in all, great game. Man, next season's gonna be fun. Man,
Most
next
definitely.
season's gonna be fun. We got a couple good openers. I know Texas and Ohio State meet each other on
Oh,
the opening weekend.
opening week, damn.
Yeah, I know that for a fact.
Texas
That's
gonna
the
get
only
their
one that I
lick
can remember.
back. Facts,
It's the only one I can remember. Well, it depends on who's coming. It depends on who's coming
facts,
in.
facts.
It depends on who's coming in, who's coming back. Yeah, so obviously we know Archie's gonna be the obvious starting quarterback for Texas. We don't know what's gonna be like for Ohio State with Will Howard being a senior and all that good stuff. So we don't know what Ohio State's gonna come back with, but both, two 5-star programs starting us off is gonna be more than amazing. So yeah. But yeah, let's college football's out of the way. So now let's move back over to the NFL, and let's move to some things
NFL.
that were happening off the field, because now that Detroit is out of the mix, they're both their coordinators have been, they're
Just
number
there.
ones on everybody's list.
Just there.
They're number one on everybody's list. So Ben Johnson is officially going to Chicago. In his 3 seasons with Detroit, in all 3 seasons, they ranked top 5 in scoring. They were 5th in 2022, and in 2023 and 2024, they were number one and scoring over 33 points per game. So, imagine that with Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, a lot of weapons over there, Cole Kmet, a lot of weapons over there. So very, very excited to see what that will look like. Aaron Glenn will be going over to face, will be going over to face, will be going over to coach the team that he was drafted by back in 1994 in New York. So that's going to be good. Very curious to see what they do with, Aaron Rodgers and things of that nature. Also, they have to hire a GM. They still don't have a GM. It's kind of
They don't
crazy to
have
me
a
that you have a
GM.
crazy to me you have a coach, but you don't have a GM right now.
Yeah,
So
that sends a little backwards to me.
So very interested to see how that's going to line up, because obviously your GM and your head coach have to like be aligned, because
They
if
have to
not,
be
then
synced. Yes.
exactly, because if not, you see what really
You
happened,
have
right?
turmoil in MetLife. Yeah,
Exactly.
what I wanted to ask you was getting rid of Robert Saleh, a defensive-minded head coach. What was your thought process to get another defensive-minded head coach? You know what I'm saying? For the Jets. I didn't I don't know how I feel about that. Does that make sense?
I don't know what it is either. Maybe I'm guessing. My opinion right now is the fact that they still have all those young studs on defense that they can still work with. Everything that I'm hearing, Aaron Glenn is literally everything. So you know what I mean? Like everyone can like re you know the players relate to him. The players like him. They light up when they see him. Things of that nature. So I'm guessing that's what New York was looking at. So I don't know. That's a really good question. I you know what I
But
mean?
I'm
That's
it's I think it's a good question too, because it's like if y'all got rid of this man and he was the minor head coach and that defense was already top of tier when he got fired, when y'all though so he they were already top tier. That offense was what was stinking. Now, who's going to be your OC? Who's going to be the guy that's calling the plays?
Well, that's gonna be up to Glenn now.
Exactly. And
That's
I just
Glenn,
wanted to.
and I expect Glenn to make a he's gonna have somebody with him,
Yes.
because
Yes.
Glenn is very, very well respected, obviously.
Yes.
So I expect them to have somebody who's gonna be there. It's gonna be great. But my question is, all in all, who's going to be the quarterback? You know what I mean? Are they gonna bring back Rodgers?
And
Are
they
they gonna
can't.
bring in
They can't
somebody
make this decision
temporarily?
too late. They cannot make this decision too late, because if you make this decision late, and let's just hypothetically say Aaron Rodgers retires, a couple of months from now before the next NFL season starts, you're screwed. You're screwed.
So what I would do if I were them right now, I would, if they don't bring back Aaron, what I would do is I would hit the free agent market. I would get a veteran quarterback. I don't care who it is, Joe Flacco or whatever. I'll get a veteran quarterback. Now I'll draft the quarterback because in reality,
I
there's
was just
probably
about
only
to say,
two.
I'm looking at what position they got in the draft right now.
Yeah, because there's probably only two. You know, the two quarterbacks that we've all been talking about literally all season from college football and Cam Ward and Shador that are probably going to start immediately. All the other ones are going to be projects. So you
Yes.
know, so
Yes.
you probably let them sit for, you know, half the season, maybe even most of the season. And you know, and you let your veteran quarterback, you know, teach them the ways how to be professional, how to be, you know, a NFL quarterback and all that good stuff. And then after that, when it's time for him to hit the ground running, then after that you bring him onto the field and you let him do what he has to do.
I
So that
agree
would
with that.
be
I agree
that,
with that.
in my opinion, that's what I would like to see as of right now, because you know, obviously the last couple of years just have not been good to New York for Aaron. So that's what I would like to see.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I wouldn't be so. Do you think he's gonna retire?
I don't know. The competitor in me is telling me that he
No.
should not do it
Yeah.
because he didn't end up the right way. He didn't end up the right way. And it doesn't have to be him being in a big game or anything like that. It just has to be with him being competitive and going down fighting.
Going down fighting, because that was not the case this year, which we all
Exactly.
expected. And everybody that had them as, you know, playoff team was just completely in the wrong at this
Yeah.
point. And that was all centered around Aaron Rodgers, and he just did not play well this year.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Even with Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, like it was just, he didn't look into it to me. He didn't look fully bought in. And I have a problem with that, you know?
Yeah, no, it was just, I think it was just mostly like the turmoil with the culture changes and all that stuff. I think everything was just happening so fast and so like, you know, chaotically that it wasn't much that he could, you know, it wasn't much any of them could really wrap their heads around. But going on to what's been going on in the postseason so far, Kansas City has beat Houston 23-14. Houston is the first team to outgain their opponent by 100 yards and have zero turnovers and still lose a game. Wow, that's incredible. Never seen nothing like that before in my life.
That's wild.
Travis Kelce has 7 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. This is his ninth game with 100 plus receiving yards. It's actually the most in NFL history now. So that
Wow.
is, yeah, that's huge. Washington had the biggest upset, obviously, of the weekend.
The
Washington
biggest.
shocking. Washington shocking Detroit 45-31. Jaden Daniels, 22 for 31, 299 yards, 2 touchdowns, 16 carries, and 51 yards. Oh boy, those dudes, man. Washington is something else.
Washington is dangerous, boy. They're dangerous.
That's crazy. They beating a team like Detroit. They beat them at their own game, which was wild to see. Philly was able to beat LA. Saquon Barkley, once again, going crazy. 20 carries, 205 yards, 2 touchdowns.
205 yards, 78 and a 62 yard touchdown. Disgusting. In the snow, boy. That's disgusting. That's nasty.
And they will be hosting Washington. And Buffalo beats Baltimore 27-25. Oof, that was a close one that came down to, obviously, the talk of the whole week, the drop 2-point conversion by Mark Andrews, as Buffalo will go and rematch with Kansas City once again, but this time down in Kansas City.
Ask me if
So,
I'm mad. Ask me if I'm mad.
it's funny because I was like processing that the whole time. I was like, bro, the Steeler in me is happy. But the football fan in me that was rooting for Lamar and for that team, it was like, oh man, like that just sucked.
I agree. I agree. I can't believe what happened in I can't believe what happened in two out of these four games, honestly, in the Bills. In Baltimore versus Buffalo, and then Washington versus Detroit. Like, genuinely, wow. Like, I mean, I guess we could get into the Washington Detroit game if you don't mind, just because how, like, you know, it started and how they finished. Like, obviously Detroit's defense was just, you know, was hindered, a lot of injuries, going on. And then, of course, a team like Jaden Daniels in Washington with Scary Terry, Brian Robinson Jr., like they're gonna take advantage of that. They're so explosive. And like this past week, it really proved to me like just how explosive this team will be in the future and like how they can stay on this course if Jaden Daniels
Right.
stays on this course. Now, what's more interesting is the fact that we talked about last year how CJ Stroud had a great season and whatnot. He gets to the playoffs, but he didn't do this. He
Yeah,
didn't.
no. He wasn't Jaden Daniels has to be Superman. He wasn't Superman.
Jaden Daniels is polished, polished as a rookie, already polished, dude.
It looks like he's been here for, like he looks like how Mahomes looked in his first season.
Yes,
Just
yes,
you like I've been here before.
yes.
You know? And then but the funny thing is Jaden Daniels didn't sit out a year. That's the craziest part. You know, he didn't sit out a year. He's doing all of this on the fly. But they like I said, they beat Detroit at their own game. You know, whenever they're fourth or short, yeah, we're going for it.
Oh, we going for it.
And
Exactly. That's a
it ain't being
slap in the
discussed.
face, dude. I'm
It
sorry.
ain't being discussed. Like it, and no, you're right. It is a slap in the face.
Really, for
It is a
Detroit,
slap in the
slap in the
face.
face.
Yes. And
This is supposed to be what you guys do. And
exactly.
just Jared Goff, man. Oh, God.
Ugly. Ugly.
Oh,
Ugly.
God.
And this is, you know, this is not a knock on, you know, whoever's a pocket passer out there. And this is one of the things I told my dad, the reason why I would want a dual threat quarterback. Look at how Washington is running these games, bro. Look at the triple option, dude. Look at the triple option. You take that away when you don't have a dual threat quarterback. You don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to throw the ball, if he's going to run the ball, or is he going to pitch the ball. The ball going to. You
Where who's
don't
the ball
know.
going to? You're
And where.
second guessing yourself on the defensive end at this point,
Exactly.
especially when you don't have your first team on there too.
If you overcommit, so as a linebacker, say you have the quarterback spy, so you have the you're the QB spy on Jaden Daniels, and as the linebacker, if you overplay your position, Jaden Daniels will burn you with his
Yes.
arm or with his feet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He will burn you. And he was doing that the whole time to Detroit. The whole time to Detroit, he was burning them the whole time. And like you said, he looks polished. You know, the rest of the team, man, they look good. And
And
then
they're all bought in behind him, and that's what makes it different. For a rookie
yes.
quarterback to come in and your entire team is behind you and you got Cliff Kingsbury,
Yes.
man, man.
That's something I've been talking about the whole year. The fact that he has Cliff Kingsbury is a cheat code. That's a cheat code right there. That's a cheat code right
It
there.
just
You know, he's
fast tracks your
fast track.
development having Cliff Kingsbury.
Exactly. So that man, Washington is going to be something. It's going to be tough for Philly. That's going to be a crazy, crazy. That's going to be a crazy, crazy divisional rivalry game right there, because Philly is low key banged up in the secondary right now. They also don't have their starting linebacker in N'Kobe Dean. So I wonder what that's really going to look like. How that, you know, like how are they going to fill that out on the defensive end going up against this high powered offense who is just clicking at the right time. We talk about this in every sport in the postseason. When you get to the postseason, if you're clicking at the right time,
Yeah,
you know what I
exactly.
mean? You could do
You
wonders.
feel you're undefeatable.
Exactly.
And right now, like if I'm Washington and that defense playing how they're playing, yo, if I'm going into this Philly game and I'm making Jalen Hurts throw the ball, I do not shut down Saquon and let's see if Jalen Hurts is that man or not.
Stack the box. Stack the box. Because there were throws. I went back and I watched some of the game. There were throws that Jalen Hurts could have made that he just did
He
not make.
didn't.
And he's holding the ball way too long.
So if Washington just plays into that, man, they will. I believe that they will steamroll Philly if they really want to. They
Yeah.
split.
And
They
then.
split the They split the division matchup. It's 1-1, and then now y'all
Yeah.
meet in the NFC Conference Championship.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Like, but my thing is the fact that, my thing is the fact that, but look at how Washington's defense was playing Detroit's offense.
Exactly.
They were baiting Goff into some of those throws.
Yes.
They baited Goff into some of those throws to make it look like, oh, St. Brown's open. No, he's not
No, he's
open.
not.
Here comes St. Stroud right here with the interception. So it's things like that where if Hurts is sitting there second guessing himself, they're in deep, and I mean deep trouble. But hey, we'll see. We'll see. We'll come back and we'll make our picks for that one. Kansas City escapes. This has been the storyline all season. They haven't been explosive or anything like that, but one thing you know about a championship team is that they just know how to win.
They know how to win. You don't have to be explosive when you know how to win.
Exactly. If you
And you
just
know
know how
how
to
to get it
win,
done in the right moments.
exactly. The postseason, and everyone's all concerned about, the explosive plays. The postseason is literally called survive and advance. You survive and you advance, and that's all you need to do. So, and that's what Kansas City has been doing this whole time. And as long as Mahomes and Kelce are on, at the end of that, hopefully they can work in Hopkins. They can get a little more into Worthy. They can get a little more into Hollywood Brown. If they can start doing that, then after that, there's going to be a problem because Buffalo, Josh didn't have to throw much on this one. A lot of the run game was doing most of the damage. So,
And that
and
was that's
the defense
nasty.
doing good too. Yeah.
Because the Baltimore is supposed to be, you know, that heavy, high-powered running offense. And they
Right.
waited until the third quarter
To get going.
to start running the ball. And why is this the conversation that we're having after every Baltimore loss in the playoffs?
Gotta ask Monken. Gotta ask their OC. Ask their
Why is
OC
this
that
the
question.
question every
And
year now? If for the last 4 years, it feels like.
this is one of the reasons why I struggle picking Baltimore, because you did it last year. It was telling me that you're not going to do it again this
You're
year.
not going
Just
to do it
because you
again
had
this
Derrick
year.
Henry. Just because you have Derrick Henry, you got Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson alone is going to do that. So it's just one of those things where it was hard to do, but then the fact that they had it, but they didn't, it sucks. It sucks. It really
Derrick
does.
Henry, 16 carries for 84 yards. That's not enough. I'm sorry. That's just not enough.
No. No, he has to have.
He should have had 25 at least.
Yes, he not even 25. He's 20 to say the
20.
least.
I'm
20
saying
to say the
25
least.
because of the conditions that they were playing in, 25 at least.
Yeah, but
Mark Andrews is dead to me, guys. I just want everybody to know that right now. He's dead to me. Done. Done.
Hey,
Done.
if there's anybody that's allowed to mess up, in my opinion, it has to be a Mark
Not
Andrews. It could be
twice.
a Derrick
Not
Henry.
twice.
It
Not
could be
twice.
you saying not
Not
twice. Lamar
twice.
Jackson messed up twice too.
Lamar Jackson been messing up. I know. I know. Okay. Mark Andrews is supposed to be the one that doesn't mess up, and he did twice.
But that's the
Twice.
problem, because your expectations are the ones who doesn't mess up. Everybody's gonna mess up at some point, and sometimes it's
He
gonna
chose the
happen at
wrong
the.
time to mess up. He chose the
Yeah,
wrong time.
so did Lamar Jackson.
Is Lamar with that fumble? Oh man. Oh God.
So did Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson picks every time for Lamar Jackson to mess up is a bad time. Lamar Jackson has to be Superman.
Every big game that Lamar Jackson has been in, it the lights are too bright for him. And that pains me to say, dude. That genuinely pains me to say. Because he is so much bigger than any light possible shining on him.
Facts. Facts.
And yet you're starstruck, it feels like. You're trying to do too much, it feels like. Should I blame that on Harbaugh too? Like,
No, because he admitted that he gets overhyped for games, and it
mm-hmm.
happens. And I know it used to happen to me from time to time too. Like sometimes you get overhyped, and then
Of
you get out
course.
there, and you don't do what you have to do, and that and it happens. And I get that, but I think it's the fact that, all right, we're at this point. You're having all these amazing, perfect, almost like you know what I mean, almost picture perfect regular seasons to the point where it's like, all right, bro, we need you to kind of take a little bit of that magic that you get in the
Yes.
regular season and
Yes.
put that into postseason. You know what I mean? But
I
we'll
feel.
see. We'll
I
see.
also feel like this game definitely was like the determination of who was gonna win MVP. Like I feel like that. Like you
Yeah,
feel
I
me?
hear that. I
I feel
hear
like they
that.
were waiting until like whoever wins this game. All right, they're MVP.
Ah, we're just
Lamar Jackson and bro,
kidding.
Josh Allen. Ah, Josh, he won. All right.
Oh man, but we got to get up out of here. But before we do, we got to make a prediction. So, who you got, Philly or Washington?
I'm gonna take Washington because they're the hot team right now.
Damn, I was gonna take them too. But
All right, nah,
we gonna take them. We gonna take them. No, 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 no. We gonna take them. We gonna take them. We gonna take them. We gonna ride with Jaden Daniels.
I want to see Jane Daniels in that big game, dog.
We gonna ride with Jaden Daniels in there. Then after that, we got Kansas City and Buffalo.
Who you taking?
History tells me to go with one team. Go with that one team. I can't go against one
Nah, nah,
side.
nah, 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 nah. Crazy prediction. Buffalo finna win it in OT because they
They
need that
lost the
lick
last
back
time.
from a couple
A
years
couple
before
years
they got
ago.
lick back. They gonna win in OT and they gonna stomp all over Arrowhead. Watch. I'm just kidding, guy. I don't know. I don't
Hey, like I said, history tells me not to pick against 1-5, and I'm not gonna pick against 1-5. Would I be happy to see Allen and them go? Yes, I would, because it's,
Also, one.
eventually they have to get there. You know what I mean? I just hope that they don't turn into the Buffalo team from the 90s where they go to the big game four times in a row and lose all of them. Sorry.
But with
But
that.
with that being said, that's our episode, everybody. Till then, you already know what time it is. I'm your host, Ken Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
This is the Silver Boys.